Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. And today I want to talk to you about the problem of risk, because any call to action has some form of risk associated with it for users, and our primitive brain doesn't respond well to risk. In fact, outside of cognitive load, risk is the number one reason people fail to act on our sites. It therefore falls to us to reassure people by reducing any real risk and reassuring users about perceived ones. To achieve this, we need to understand the kind of things that users are concerned about. So with that in mind, let's jump into those concerns, and after we've had that overview, we'll explore some solutions. The risk that users worry about will depend on what you're asking them to do. So with that in mind, the best way to understand these perceived risks is to talk to users. However, you will see some reoccurring subjects that come up time and again, one of which is privacy. Many users are deeply concerned about their data and irritated by companies that share it with third parties. And that's especially true in light of the exposure GDPR legislation has brought to the issue. However, this post is not about complying with GDPR or any other legislation. It's not enough to simply adhere to the letter of the law if you want to alleviate concerns. In fact, some compliance rules do nothing but increase worry, such as intimidating terms and conditions that nobody has time to read, but they know they probably should. The degree to which people are concerned about privacy will depend on their age and their culture. So, for example, Americans tend to be more concerned about privacy than the British. However, younger people are less worried about the subject than the older generation. Understanding the strength of feeling will help you work out how prominently you should feature this issue on your site. And that's where user research comes in, as we cover in some of my posts on things like empathy mapping and customer journey mapping. But for now, let's turn our attention to a related problem to privacy, that of security. Users worry about how their data might be breached, such as when Ashley Madison got hacked, exposing the email address of thousands of people seeking affairs to the public. But although people are worried about their email addresses getting stolen, they're more concerned about the financial data that might get stolen, such as credit card numbers. The plethora of scare stories and urban legends around credit card fraud, as well as the real occurrences, have made many paranoid about purchasing online, even today. We therefore need to take every opportunity to address this concern if we need people to part with sensitive financial data. However, it's not just third parties getting their hands on personal data that concerns people. They're also worried about what you might do with that data. For example, many users are sick of receiving unsolicited email. This spam puts them off of giving out their email address for fear of getting unwanted email. Part of the problem is that what you see as spam is not the same as users. An email that you perceive as useful can be clutter to a customer. Notifications, updates, and special offers can, if sent too often, drive users crazy. That means when asking a user to part with their email address, we need to explain exactly what we're going to use it for and how often they can expect to hear from us. Users have come to expect the worst from websites, whether it be spamming them or even something like hidden costs. Experience has taught us that websites are not always upfront with the cost associated with their call to action. That might be the financial cost, like a delivery charge, or it might be a cost in time, such as an unexpectedly long application process. In our desire to encourage action, we tend to downplay the cost to the user, and this can ultimately alienate them and deny us the conversion. Then finally, there are those what-if scenarios that go around in users' brains as they seek to identify any downside to acting. For example, a big what-if is what if somebody changes their mind about whatever call to action you're asking them to complete. If they've signed up for a newsletter and no longer want it, how easy is it going to be to unsubscribe? If they've ordered a product and didn't like it, how quickly can they get their money back? We need to focus on addressing these what-if scenarios and reassuring worried users. How do we exactly go about doing that? How do we reassure users? Well, it will largely be dependent on the nature of the concern, but there are some general principles worth bearing in mind. For example, we need to work harder to remove the risk. The trouble is, a lot of the concerns users have are justified. We do hide delivery charges and we do spam customers. We take shortcuts with security or offer poor return policies. The problem is that those of us who are responsible for conversion often don't have the authority to address the root cause. We can't change the return policy, for example, or scrap delivery charges, so we do our best to downplay them. But in doing so, we undermine trust. Instead, we need to start demonstrating the impact of these risks on sales, and we can do that by running small trials to see how removing the obstacle will impact the number of users acting. And one way of doing this is multivariate testing that I've talked about before. Of course, despite our best endeavours, not every risk can be avoided, and in such cases we need to do our best to reassure people. However, we need to make sure that they spot the reassurance that we give them when they come to act. When I run usability testing for clients, it's not uncommon for me to have to report back on perceived concerns users have. It's also not uncommon for the client to throw up their hands in exasperation because, in their minds at least, they clearly explain why users don't need to worry about that on the site, so why are users going on about it? However, just because a site addresses a concern about, I don't know, return policy, spam or delivery charges, doesn't mean the user will actually see it. Users are often so focused on the task of purchasing a product or signing up for a newsletter that they're not about to go seeking out answers. That means if you know users are going to have concerns, you need to place the answers to those concerns as closely to the call to action as possible. Take, for example, a simple e-commerce transaction. You could have a buy button that mentions security, could say something like buy securely, so reassuring users. Also, right next to the button, you could have, you know, comments about the return policy or delivery charges. All of this reassurance happens at the point of conversion, that actual buy now button. And so users don't have to search around your site looking for answers. You could also add a padlock to the buy button, reassuring them that it's a secure transaction. And that actually brings me on to another issue that I often see, which is happens when we try and reassure users. You see, I often encounter websites that fail to make their answers to users' concerns easy to understand. For example, instead of a padlock and wording about security, they end up displaying something like a VeriSign logo or equivalent. Of course, to most users, that's meaningless. That might be an extreme example, but I see variations of this all the time. Overly complicated return policies or technobabble that is incomprehensible to most people. Privacy policies are the worst culprit, written by lawyers and often referring to technologies such as cookies, where they're pretty much impossible to understand. Users care about their privacy, and failing to reassure them is ultimately going to undermine conversion. We need to get better at reassuring people in plain language, not couching it in legalese. My own personal privacy policy, I think, is a good example of this. I work hard to keep things as easy to understand as possible and provide a way for people to contact me if they've got questions. Don't get me wrong, I understand that companies need to say certain things from a legal perspective, but that doesn't mean you can't have a plain language version too, something that the average visitor can understand. By writing in plain English, we empower users, giving them the information they need to make an informed decision. And when it comes to reducing risk, giving people a sense of control is probably the best thing you can do. If people feel that they're in control over what's happening, then they're going to be less nervous and more likely to complete a call to action. Clear communication is one way of providing that sense of control, but it's not the only option. There are a lot of small ways we can empower customers, from the ability to easily unsubscribe from a newsletter to letting people manage their order or track a delivery. If we provide these tools and communicate their existence to prospective users clearly, they're going to be much more inclined to take a risk and complete our call to action.